Welcome to a very special edition for Radio Up. We're going to talk about Earth Day and our planet's wellness. I'll be the animator. My name is Grant, and I'm going to start with a question. The question is, why should we talk about the environment?
I think it's essential to talk about the environment because there are so many things that are detriment to its survival, like the treatment of the rivers and lakes and even the oceans are a huge question mark in terms of their potential survivors and having clean water and so on and so forth because of insecticides. And besides that, there are other issues. So I think that in the end, it is extremely important to talk about the environment.
Well, that's really interesting. You say it with such conviction. It makes me stop and think why I should think about the environment. Would anyone else care to speak?
Yes, I would like to say something. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I think if every individual does their part, I think we would have a cleaner planet. You know, if we take our garbage out or if we take recycling out or the compost.
Very well said, Lisa. I mean, it makes me think that we're the custodians of this planet. And do we want to leave a better world than we're presently in? Does anyone else want to talk about why it's important that we talk about the environment?
James here.
Hi, James.
Hi. About 20 years ago, I was at U of T, McGill University, and our project was to go into a building and propose to the offices what to do to save their own waste and to store it for removal. And we didn't get very far, but it was issued that unfortunately the mindset needed more communication. In any situation where you have waste in order to get treated, there are designated areas where you can drop them off. If ever the street, you know, when they come on the street to pick it up, if you miss that, you can bring your waste to this other pickup stop. And that's
good information. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would anyone else care to speak about issues about the environment?
I know that the weather patterns have changed because we didn't take care of our planet, and there are tornadoes, and there are floods, and there are fires, and all of them are very detrimental to the people that it affects.
What can we as individuals or families or organizations do to help the planet? Anybody just jump in.
I think essentially we all have an obligation, really, to help the planet survive as long as it possibly can. And I think the individual can do a lot in terms of helping to do this. For example, the waste of plastic that goes into the oceans could be, I don't know how you could manage it, but it needs to be cleaned up. Also, insecticides using on plants need to be stopped, basically. And there are other ways that we can make the planet a better place to live.
Wonderful.
We need to have more communication because it's our education that is lacking, and we need to have more participation than we have right now.
More communication. That's really amazing,
yeah.
James. How would you go about increasing the communication?
Well, first of all, there would be more commercials on television, commercials on the radio, community-based conferences that we could get together and introduce the city and where these places are. We just have to ask, and I think that our MNRA will get it together for us.
Yes, I agree with James. We need a lot more important people talking about the environment, even community meetings where people get together and can talk about the environment as a whole.
Yeah,
well said.
I want to say something about our choices in energy.
Yes.
Outside of Quebec, they can choose green energy. We are not there yet. We also can replace light bulbs with low energy light bulbs. That saves 80% of the energy. And we can lower our thermostat. Apparently 19 degrees Celsius is the ideal. And if you go over 20, you waste your money. When you leave a room, turn off the lights. And the other thing is limit emails sending, because the carbon footprint is 136 kilograms in a year. And one email is 10 grams of CO2. And we also should unsubscribe newsletters because they take a lot of energy. And there exists ethical search engines. One is called Ecosia. I've Googled it, and it is from Germany. They are supporting the planting of trees, and we also should watch fewer online videos because they require huge servers. In 2019, videos used up as much energy as Spain does in a year. And there are a lot of options that we can do. We can write the letter by hand. We can also read a book, and we can talk to our friends. We have a telephone. We can do a lot of other things like hobbies. And I have two frustrations about the environment.
What are they?
One is that the office towers leave their lights on all night. And the other one is that the styrofoam cannot be recycled.
Thank you for sharing such wisdom. Who else would like to speak?
I'm a little worried about what's going on in the Arctic. The ice is melting, and for the animals, I don't think it's a very good thing for like polar bears. Also, the ozone layer, unfortunately, we don't have that going on, and it causes pollution and fires in the forest and things like that. Yeah.
So what do we do about it?
Well, maybe we have to be informed, educated. You know, we need more information to see what we can do about the pollution and the fires and the melting snow and things like that.
I just want to mention that on a regular basis, I receive a newsletter. Unfortunately, it's a newsletter, but from CBC, What on Earth? And they give you all kinds of clues as to what to do in terms of your involvement in bettering the earth by taking certain acts or doing things that are required to hopefully make things better in the universe, if you will. For example, planning summer vacations that involving visiting friends and family on the other side of the country. What we know about air travel, as some of you might be wondering if it's responsible to spend the extra time and take the train. And that's what a Swedish climate activist, Greta Thunberg, who was giving up flying, often does. Even the airline KLM encourages people to fly responsibly, which means taking the train for shorter distance. If you're traveling somewhere between Windsor, Ontario and Quebec City in the corridor that includes Toronto, Ottawa and Montreal, the train is probably it. According to Ryan Katz Roseni, a University of Ottawa professor who studies sustainable transportation. But if you're heading from Montreal to Halifax or Toronto to Vancouver, the emissions per train might shock you. The numbers are crazy and they're super high. Let's see if they have the numbers here. I can't find them. Sorry about that. They do give all kinds of tricks to be more responsible in being a human being on the planet, essentially.
Wow. Societal priority is blossoming. I hope it continues.
I think that it is very important that our children are getting educated at school with the subject of the environment, because then they will continue taking care of the planet afterwards.
That's so wise. Well, this has been a stimulating conversation, and I certainly have learned a lot. I hear passion in people's voices when they speak about our environment and its wellness. I hope that this passion that's growing just continues. I've enjoyed being an animator, and I've really enjoyed listening to what everyone had to share. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
On behalf of Radio Up.